Center has more variety than those big box stores, with over 20 different tiles on display, all at lower prices than those big box stores. The Ceiling Center has been owned by the same family since 1987 and has a reputation for doing ceilings and floors right the first time. Change your basement from
ew
to
nice
with the help of the Ceiling Center on St. Charles Rock Road in Bridgeton, a half mile west of I-270. Online at theceilingcenter.com. The St. Louis FC, the area's newest professional sports franchise, kicks off their inaugural soccer season this spring at the historic Soccer Park in Fenton. There will be no better place to meet friends, entertain clients, or treat your family. Join them for the authentic soccer experience that the rest of the country is celebrating. Season ticket packages start at just $150, with all-inclusive seating available for all 15 home games. St. Louis FC tickets and merchandise are available at stlouisfc.com. See you at the park.
The first time you saw a laser level, you were probably a little suspect. Now you wonder how you did without it. At a Red Wing shoe store, we use the latest tools to give you the best fit, like a digital measuring device that not only scans the length and width of your feet, but even gauges pressure points and arch height. And Red Wing offers a 30-day comfort guarantee. It's all part of making sure your boots do their job so you can do yours. Red Wing Shoes. Work is our work.
For your next flight to Tampa, St. Pete, or Orlando, take the hassle-free, low-fare, family-friendly, free parking way to fly. Allegiant Airlines at Mid-America Airport. Allegiant Airlines has direct flights to these sunny destinations from convenient Mid-America Airport, where you'll find low fares, short lines, and free parking. So next time, fly Allegiant Airlines from Mid-America Airport. Book your flight today at flymidamerica.com. Sponsored in part by the Tourism Bureau, Illinois South.
This weekend, St. Louis. It's the St. Charles Boat Show at the St. Charles Convention Center, February 26th through March 1st. Your favorite Lake of the Ozarks dealers, all on hand with boats, boating accessories, and big winter savings on all brands of personal watercraft, pontoons, runabouts, luxury yachts, and more. Only $9 for adults and $5 for children 6 to 12. Under 6 are free. Get more info at stcharlesboatshow.com. The Lake of the Ozarks Marine Dealers St. Charles Boat Show, February 26th through March 1st.
Would you wait several days for your shower to get hot? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? FloNase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM. Oh, we're full of chat and we're full of chit, and we think you'll get lots of
toe tapping fun
from it. So get loosened up. We're about to get Pinion's Playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon and welcome. Welcome to the February 24th edition of Pinion's Playhouse, brought to you by Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home, where you can still go to the showroom in De Pere and get a pair of tickets, one per customer. And customer means you don't have to buy anything. You just go in and say, hey, I'm Amon the PM. I'd like my tickets to the home show that's coming up. And they'll give you a pair of tickets. That's it. Good any day of the home show. Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home. They got 50 or 30. I don't know how many they have left, but they still have some. So go get them. They're free. What the heck?
Hey!
All right. Let's go around the room. Let's start with the control board. Eon the Peon at the controls. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you sit down with them for a no-cost or obligation meeting, they can let you know how much money it is going to take for you to retire comfortably. And who doesn't want that? For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
A load of the chicks.
Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
Horse is fine, Dan.
And in the news, as you know, Al-Shabaab, another of these stinking terrorist groups. I don't know, Taliban.
Al-Shabaab?
Those are the people that threaten the Mall of America. And there's Taliban, there's them, there's Al-Qaeda. Who the heck can keep up with all this? But Rat Boy admitted, he said he feels bad about it now. When he was in school, he said he cleared at least his classroom. He set off a, what kind of bomb was it?
Cheese
bomb.
Oh.
Yeah, I think it's gastrointestinal.
Oh,
I don't
yeah.
think it's like an actual, you know, thing that you would detonate. You know, that sounds horrible. Give it up, if you would, please, for Bruce Limpress and the All Boy Orchestra.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Thank you so much. Directed by Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. As I said, the home show is, I don't want to mess this up, this weekend. And I think it's Thursday through Sunday, and I know that every day at 1 o'clock, Tom Price is speaking. He's the guy I'll bet there are 200, make that 300 kitchen and bath people, some of them probably pretty good, every year at the home show. Who do they call? Well, I have a recording of him calling him if you want to hear it. I mean,
really?
People think I'm making it. No, here, hang on.
Hello?
Mr. Tom Price, please.
Speaking.
We would love to have you at the home show again, as we do every year. There's just no one quite like you.
Well, I appreciate that. I'll be happy to do it. I'll be there.
See you there.
All right, bye-bye.
Is that Mrs. Doubtfire asking Tom Price?
She sounded a lot like
Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson or Mrs. Yeah, Michael Doubtfire.
Michael Doubtfire. or Mrs. Jackson.
Yeah.
Well, you heard, that's the actual call.
Wow.
Of the home show people calling Tom Price. He had a little bit of a cold, but even with that, he said, sure, I'll be there. Just like that. Didn't think about it. Yeah, I'll be there. I'll speak every day at 1 o'clock. And he didn't even haggle over the time. They called him and called him back and said, we forgot to give you the times. You hear that? I have that recorded.
Yes.
Yeah, hang on.
Mr. Price, we forgot to lock in a time for the speaking. What time would be convenient for you?
Whatever time you want me to do it, I'll be happy to do it.
Well, isn't that thoughtful? That is so nice. We'll see you there.
All right, bye-bye.
Wow. I'll tell you, he's accommodating. So accommodating. And he sounds that way on the phone. I've talked to him many, many, many times. I could prove it. I could call him right now.
Oh, yeah. I'd love to hear
that. Hang on. I'll call him.
Tom Price.
Hey, Tom.
Ah.
It's Frank.
Hi, Frank. How are you?
Hey, your phone sounds weird.
Yeah, I dropped it in the toilet. I just got it dried out. And it sounds kind of funny, I guess.
Yeah, it does sound a little funny. Hey, just wanted to let people know that I actually had your number, and I could call you. And you're going to be at the home show?
Every day at 1 o'clock.
Every day at 1 o'clock. Mm. You might want to get that phone taken care of or get a new one.
Oh, yeah. I will.
Okay, well, you still have tickets for the home show? And people just come in and go, AM and the PM, they get a pair of tickets to the home show any day they want to go?
That's right. It's that easy.
All right, well, thank you, Tom.
Goodbye.
Wow. Man, he needs to get a new phone.
He does. No, he does. It doesn't even sound like him. That didn't even sound like him.
No, he almost sounded like, I don't know if you remember a character a long time ago named Grady.
That was irritating. On the radio. I know. I do know, and I know irritating is the word I use to describe it.
Yeah. Reminded me of that.
Yeah, I bet he'd get a big kick out of that. Hang on, let me tell him that. Hang on.
Okay.
Hey, Tom.
Yeah.
It's Frank. Hey, Dan said something kind of funny. He said, that phone you got, it's all screwed up, and it makes you sound weird. Like, remember that guy Grady, like he did commercials or something?
Grady. Oh, yeah, irritating.
Yeah, irritating.
Yeah, I didn't like him. I didn't care for him.
Well, I just said that's what your phone sounded like. I thought you'd get a big kick out of that. You'd think it was funny.
I don't think it's that funny. It's not funny. Dan's not funny. Don't tell him I said that.
Okay, I won't. All right, see you, Tom.
All right, see you.
Did he say not to tell me?
I
heard that.
Well, he cares about others' feelings.
Yeah.
Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. What does any of this have to do with the quality of your kitchen or bath? Nothing. It's just nonsense. But if you want it done right, this is the place you go. And this is the showroom you go to see just a tiny, tiny sample of the many ideas. I mean, there's no way to, on a website or in a showroom, begin to hit all the possibilities. And if you're not in the market yet, then go by there anyway and get some tickets to the home show. All you got to do is see your name and the people, they'll hand them to you and walk out the door. It's that simple. In DePere, half mile east of 270, next to McAllister's Deli in the shopping center with TJ Maxx. Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. Probably should send them an extra invoice. That's the longest commercial they've ever had. real quickly, regarding this Mall of America threat and this other terrorist group that says they've targeted the Mall of America, and they mentioned a couple other places. Mall of America is up in, I believe, Minneapolis. It's the largest shopping mall in the country. And I was there one time, but I was there so quickly I didn't get to pay any attention to it. I went in and had lunch and didn't begin to see any of the mall because it's so big. But I had gone up to see an ophthalmologist many, many years ago in Minneapolis, and before we flew back, we stopped the person I was with, the guy who had taken me to meet him, at the Mall of America. And I said, wait a minute, isn't this the biggest mall in the country? He goes, yeah. And we didn't have any time, so I didn't get to see it. But my thoughts about this terrorist threat are this. Five or six times in my life, I've been in buildings where there was a bomb threat. And there was not a bomb. Now, you think about it. Throughout history, throughout our lifetime, anything really horrible that's happened, there's no warning. Timothy McVeigh didn't call anybody and go, hey, man, I'm putting a bomb at that school, at that federal building. He didn't do that. The 9/11 guys didn't go, here are the flight numbers we're going to hijack. They're not going to do that. Yeah. I personally don't think that the whole country should go crazy. Oh, my goodness, I'm not going to a shopping mall. I'm not going to it. They're not going to tell us what they're going to do. In fact, I believe they're so twisted that they would say we're going to hit the Mall of America, knowing all resources would be put there just so they could hit something 20 miles down the road.
Oh, yeah. I agree with you.
I don't think you tip off your enemy. And let's face it, to them, we're the enemy. You're not going to do that. Think about it. Doesn't make any sense. I hope I'm right. Now, if it gets hit and I'm wrong, I'll go, oh, man, I'll still say, boy, I sure wish I'd been right about that. So that's it. Those are my thoughts. I started thinking back on even at Westport, twice in Westport Plaza. I've been in this complex when there were bomb threats, and they cleared everybody out. And, nah, somebody wanted a day off because it was 75-degree day or something. All right, once and for all, this Richard Gere thing. For those of you who don't know, Richard Gere, I can't look at Richard Gere or hear the name Richard Gere or see Richard Gere without thinking of the gerbil. And if you don't know the gerbil myth, it is that Richard Gere was admitted to Cedars-Sinai Hospital, I guess in the 70s or early 80s, with a gerbil in his rectum, and they had to extract it. It's not true. For whatever reason, I'll tell you the reason. This Budapest Hotel movie that has him in it made me start thinking about it. So I went online. I went to Snopes. Snopes is a very credible site. And
yeah, debunking those urban myths.
Sure enough, they had copies of all the articles, and they looked very legitimate. One was an Associated Press article that an unidentified male had been admitted to the hospital, and it was later revealed it was Richard Gere, and it was confirmed. And it's so real-looking and looks so legitimate. They even mentioned a couple of television local news people on the West Coast that went on with the story and said there's not one shred of evidence, not only that that ever happened, that there's ever been anybody taken to a hospital with what's called gerbil stuffing. That's what they call it. That it, as far as they know, it doesn't even exist.
Oh, and you heard stories about people being taken to the emergency room?
No. That thing catching on fire. That's all made up.
Yeah.
It's all made up. Now, the article does go on Snopes to say, and even I know this because I've known a couple of emergency room doctors, People do shove things up their butts. Don't ask me.
Oh, man. There's a website I saw recently. It's set up by doctors, and it's mostly for research, but they have nothing but X-ray pictures of things up in cavities.
Well, and that's not made up or Photoshopped. I have two friends who are emergency room doctors. They've told me stories you can't believe.
In the movie, in that movie Jackass, when we went and saw it, remember they stuck a little car, like a Matchbox car?
Yes. Yeah.
And went in for an X-ray.
Well, they did it for the shock value.
Yeah.
People that do it for one reason.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be a sexual thing and supposed to be pleasurable. I don't understand how shoving a light bulb up there could be pleasurable. I don't get that. Maybe we're all missing something. Maybe we're missing out, but I'll just continue to miss out, I guess. Now, I have a random, not related to anything question. Whatever happened to these two chicks? Holly Hunter and Deborah Winger, and I used to confuse the two.
Oh, man.
I used to think one was the other and the other way around. What happened to them?
I like Deborah Winger.
Yeah. And I thought of her because I thought of Richard Gere, and wasn't she in An Officer and a Gentleman with Richard Gere? I think she was.
Yeah.
It was either that or Deborah Winger, or Holly Hunter, rather. I always get the two confused. Somebody might know where they were. I haven't heard anything about them or from them. Now, the guy who wrote Puff the Magic Dragon, Peon, gave me this article. This guy's been in an interview recently, and it's not the first time he's had to do this, where he tries to make it very clear that Puff the Magic Dragon has nothing to do with drugs, because over the years, lots of people said, oh, Puff, I get it. Mm-hmm. The Magic Dragon.
Oh, man. Meet the Parents, they make a joke about it.
Yeah, Puff Magic Dragon. That's like a joint, man. He's puffing on the Magic Dragon. This guy says, no. It was written by a guy named Leonard Lipton, and he says, this is absolutely, he's 74 years old now. He says, it never was meant to have anything with that. But I will still say it caused me to go. You have it handy, Peon?
Yes.
Can you play it? We all know this song. We'll play a little of it. Maybe he was on something, even though it's not about drugs. He might have been high. When you hear the lyrics, and we'll play a little bit and I'll read you the lyrics. I think he might have been doing something.
Puff the Magic Dragon.
This is Peter, Paul, and Mary doing it. I don't think the guy ever recorded it.
No, no, he did.
No, they did it.
They had the hit. You know the song. Here, let me read you the lyrics. Puff the Magic Dragon lived by the sea, frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Hanalei. Little Jackie Paper loved that rascal Puff and brought him strings and sealing wax and other fancy stuff. All right, let me stop right there. This screams LSD.
Sealing wax?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, Puff the Magic Dragon lived by the sea, frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Hanalei. Puff the Magic Dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Hanalei. Together they would travel on a boat with billowed sail. Jackie kept a lookout perched on Puff's gigantic tail. Noble kings and princes would bow whene'er they came. Pirate ships would lower their flags when Puff roared out his name. Oh, Puff the Magic Dragon. LSD.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think so.
Who's little Jackie Paper?
I don't know.
What was that?
It's Rolling Papers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, if he had said, and he called the kid Little Zigzag Paper, then I think you got a case. And it's amazing that I know what zigzag is because I've never rolled a joint in my life. And here's the deal. One day, we're going to take calls from people who are going to enlighten us about all the songs that really are. Look, one toke over the laundry. I never knew what that meant. Never. Till about 5 years ago. I grew up listening to that song. I didn't know what a toke was. But that is, without any question, drug reference. The joint, right? Toke.
Yes. Yeah.
Doobie Brothers. I thought that was their name. I didn't know what a doobie was. I just learned what a blunt was about 15 years ago. So I know there are songs, Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. Some say that's LSD or Lucy Sky Diamonds, LSD.
That was my ex-wife, the one that you said before that.
What?
The blunt.
I don't get it.
No, nothing. Forget it.
No, wait a minute. You got to...
Blunt, and I said that was my ex-wife.
Oh, she misheard you.
Yeah.
A word that sounds
See, that went over everybody's
head. Yeah, I know. I didn't follow.
If you'd said, I'm sorry, I didn't hear the BL.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Then they would have gotten it. See how you have to explain your humor to people?
I know.
Or they won't understand you.
I am a little sophisticated, I guess.
Yeah, that's it.
All right. Dear Prudence, this is a nationally syndicated Dear Abby-type column. Dear Prudence, my boss took all the women in the office to see 50 Shades of Grey. We all liked the book, and we'd often expressed excitement about the movie, so it's not like he came up with the idea on his own. And he was clearly trying to be nice. He bought us all lunch and drinks beforehand. I can't help feeling that this was weird and inappropriate. He can get very defensive when someone calls him out on some of his mostly harmless but antiquated attitudes. He thinks of his employees as friends and assume we feel the same. Let me stop right here. Jane, you ignorant slut. Okay. This chick doesn't have a clue. Let me tell you something. When a boss takes all the women to see 50 Shades of Grey and buys them drinks beforehand, he's playing the odds that if just one of them will get all hot and bothered,
something
might happen. I promise you that's what this is about.
Thank you so much for taking us.
How she could not get that. But there are women who, honestly, they're so naive, they don't get it. Listen, let me tell you something, ladies. This is true about 99% of the time. Billy Crystal said it best in When Harry Met Sally. Guys aren't your friends. If you're even decent looking, just pretty decent looking, just barely better than average looking, they want to have sex with you. And when they do nice things like change a tire or come over and fix the water heater, they're hoping that at some point you'll drop your top and everything else. That's how this works. I'm telling you. He's so nice, she says. No, he's not. No, he's not. He wants some. And he figures, what better way to get it than a movie that'll fire these women up and get them all hot and bothered? They've had a couple of drinks. Oh, come by my house. You shouldn't be driving. I can finish the scenario.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, as an employee, I care about you. You shouldn't drive home. Why don't you just sleep it off at my house? Okay. Ladies?
Every guy in the world, when you read that story, knew exactly what he was doing.
Let's go back to this. My wife asked me a long time ago. She has a lot of good-looking friends. She does. She doesn't have but just a couple of kind of ugly friends. And she said, you're always so nice and funny. When you're not funny with me, you're funny around my friends. You don't act me like that with me. She says, when you're around my friends, are you wondering what they're like in bed? And I said, yeah. Yes. That was it. One-word answer. Yes. And what it'd be like to sleep with them? And again, yes, one-word answer. That's it. I don't know what else to say. That's biology. And people can be politically correct all they want to. Guys have something down there that's meant to go in something they have down there. Women have. And if you can get that to happen, that's a good thing.
So be it.
So be it. The Lord did it. Don't blame us. Ladies, get in here, please.
You spend the majority of your time trying to get that to happen.
Yeah.
Well, remember the great joke. The guy goes, you go 9 months getting out of the womb and the rest of your life trying to get back in it. I love that joke. Now, this, thank you, ladies. This is a story of a guy who's on a plane and he's headed for Detroit. And the plane takes off, and the guy next to him is a wreck. He's pale, he's sweating, his hands are shaking. And so his flying companion in the seat next to him says, are you okay? Are you afraid of flying? Is this your first flight? And the other guy goes, no. He says, I've been transferred to Detroit. Because obviously that's where the plane's headed. And he says, I'm so upset. I'm going to move my family there in the next few weeks. And, man, I've just heard terrible things about Detroit, shootings and gangs and race riots and drugs. And the public schools are horrible. It's the highest crime rate in the country. I couldn't turn this job down. But, man, oh, man. And the other guy says, now, hold on. Bob is the calm guy. And Bob says to this freaked out guy, he says, look, man, I'm headed to Detroit, too, just like you, but I live there. I've lived there all my life. It's not just because you see things on TV. It doesn't make it all true. He says you find yourself a nice home and you go to this new job, mind your own business, and put your kids in a nice private school. It's as safe a place as you want to make it. And then the other guy kind of starts to relax, and he goes, man, thank you. He says, I'm not worried to death about living in Detroit, but you say you've lived there all your life? Bob says, yeah, my whole life. I know all about it. He says, all right. He says, if you don't mind, in Detroit, what do you do for a living? The guy says, I'm a tail gunner on a Budweiser truck.
All right, let's get a look at traffic now. Here's Frank Ladd.
Thanks, Dan. Working with the roll of carpet in the couple left lanes, eastbound Highway 270 just before 370. Use some caution there. Eastbound Highway 270 heavy between McDonald and 170. Westbound Highway 70 heavy pocket Jennings Station. Then again, stop and go between Hanley and Cypress. Lots of sunshine out there this afternoon. Stop and go southbound 170 between Olive and 64. Southbound 270 Page to Ladue south in that stretch there. South of there, it's a pretty good run. Just some volume south of Clayton Road down towards Doherty Ferry. Westbound 64 stop and go between Grand and Big Bend. Eastbound 64 heavy between Jefferson and the Poplar Street Bridge. Eastbound 64 in from the county east of Clarkson all the way to Mason. Then again, Clayton Worson to Big Brand, heavy stretch there. And Pestalozzi is closed between Lemp and McNair. This is a couple blocks east of Jefferson due to a police incident. Police are on the scene and have that block closed. This update brought to you by Club Fitness. Stop by Club Fitness today for free enrollment in February. That's right, free enrollment. Then just $10 a month, no contract. Get moving with free enrollment. The offer ends February 28th. From the Golden Oak Clinic Traffic Center, Frank Ladd on the Big 550 KTRS.
I'd say this is a stage one road rage alert.
You need to know when St. Louis traffic is shut down.
It's not the traffic that bothers me so much. It's all of these cars that are in the way.
Hear about it first.
This is going to be the worst trip of your life.
On the Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
Hi, I'm Florist Mayor Tom Schneider from the beautiful city in the Valley of Flowers. Founded in 1786, we're the oldest and largest town in the county. I'm inviting you to Valley Industries Mayor Shamrock Ball Saturday night, March 7th, 6:30 to 11. Please join Belle Fountain Neighbors Mayor Bob Doerr, Blackjack Mayor Norma Court, Ferguson Mayor James Knowles, Hazelwood Mayor Robinson, and me, Florist Mayor Tom Schneider, at Garden Villas North on Parker Road between Old and New Halls Ferry for a fabulous evening of elegant fun to help a great cause. Florissant is proud of the traditions of generosity and fellowship in North County, and the Florissant Council and I are honored to help host the 8th Annual Mayor Shamrock Ball to benefit the Valley Industries Shelter Workshop. Valley Industries happens to be one of the great Florissant charities helped by the Florissant Rotary with proceeds from the Florissant License Office. Spare some green and wear some green to enjoy our Mayor Shamrock Ball in an enchanting cruise ship setting with music by Bob Cuban Brass. From Old Florissant, this is Mayor Thomas Patrick O. Schneider asking you to visit mayorsshamrockball.com for ticket and sponsor details.
Our family had a savings account until our furnace died.
We had a vacation fund before our refrigerator had a meltdown.
My family has no emergency fund, and our water heater just quit.
The truth is, it can only take one home appliance or system repair to bust your budget. But if you buy a home warranty from American Home Shield, they help pay your covered repairs for you. For a free quote, call 1-800-900-9517. Why pour money into repairs when American Home Shield will help pay covered repairs for you? Your furnace, plumbing, oven, refrigerator, air conditioner, and more. Service requests are subject to a fee for each trade call. Some exclusions and limitations apply. Why would you ever pay for expensive home system and appliance repairs when you can let American Home Shield help pay covered repairs for you? If you'd rather keep more of your savings, call for a free quote, including terms, rates, and coverage. 1-800-900-9517. That's 1-800-900-9517.
If you'd like to see more clearly without contacts or glasses, but you don't think there's a LASIK procedure that can help you, the first thing you need to see clearly is the truth. Because LASIK procedures are now available for more vision problems than ever. Nearsightedness, farsightedness, even astigmatism. Get all the eye-opening facts now from LASIK.com and see how we can offer a solution that's right for you. We can even offer a solution that's right for your wallet, too, including $400 off the LASIK procedure that's right for you. Individual results may vary. So call now, 1-800-600-8239. LASIK.com provides answers to commonly asked questions, brings you up to speed on the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology, and gives you access to America's leading LASIK providers. So if you want to see more clearly without glasses, get the facts about the LASIK solution that's right for you, and find out how to get $400 off, that's $200 per eye, at LASIK.com, call now, 1-800-600-8239. That's 1-800-600-8239.
Check out the latest from Stewart at Stewart's American Mortgage Corp. If you've got a mortgage of $175,000 or more, there's good news. And from the government. I know, hard to believe. It's got a lot to do with mortgage insurance rates incorporated into many mortgages. It's been lowered. And as I understand, you can now save a lot of additional money even if you don't lower your interest rate. It's a new way to cut cost. Stewart refers to it as the new FHA bagel loan. Plus, absolutely no closing costs. No way I can explain all the benefits and additional ways you'll save cash, but Stewart can. A phone call, a couple of minutes, and you'll be saving money. It may not be available for long, so act now and call Stewart. Stewart's American Mortgage Corp. 314-324-4440. 314-324-4440. Or on the internet, it's stewartsamc.com.
American Mortgage Corporation, number 226715. NMLS, number 2675679.
Here's a special announcement for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. Now, there's hope. The Internal Revenue Service has extraordinary programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the 911 Tax Relief Helpline that has been set up to help you. 800-296-5514. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will halt all collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. For free information and to see if you qualify, take down the number now for the Tax Relief Helpline. 800-296-5514. 800-296-5514. 800-296-5514.
Investments are important for every family. One of the safest and most secure investments you can make is the remodeling of your kitchen or bath. A new updated kitchen or bath will increase the value of your home and your lifestyle. Callier & Thompson Kitchens, Baths & Appliances has been in business for over 60 years and will provide experience and quality with a proven track record you can count on. They will guide you through the entire process and work to stay within your budget. Your home is unique and should reflect you. Callier & Thompson designers are not only trained in the art of design, but also in the art of listening, allowing them to interpret each customer's ideas and bring them to life. Visit them today at CallierandThompson.com or call them at 636-391-9099.
Hello, Jay Randolph, suggesting you bring your hunger to Rib City. They're now in a new location just east of 270 in Manchester in the Colonnade Center. Their award-winning baby back ribs are remarkable. The whole menu offers you lots and lots of good food, believe me. Real barbecue, great ribs, and the wonderful desserts. Coconut cream pie is out of this world. Call 314-965-RIBS. Rib City. You won't want to miss it.
At Advance Auto Parts, order your parts online and pick them up in store in just 30 minutes so you can get back to the garage doing what you love. Order online at advanceautoparts.com.
Bottle of wine, the fruit of the vine. When you gonna let me get sober?
But behind the scenes question, Dan, why is Mike's name way over on the right side of the screen?
I have no idea what happened.
Sorry, folks.
I don't know what happened there.
It's just something weird that happened. Yeah. Let's go to Southern California and check in with the man, Mike Evans. That would be the man. He's brought to you by two places that are two places in one, sort of. They're next door to each other. Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. Go to either one, go to both. You'll thank us and you'll go back. Make a reservation for Annie Gunn's Restaurant. It's that popular and that good. And now here is Mike Evans.
Come on now.
How's it going?
Doing good. How you doing?
Good day today. I don't know why. It's just
Pop,
a good day.
That's great. Pop quiz question. Adam Sandler has signed to star and direct in a new movie.
Well, I hope it's better than the last few.
I agree. Is it a Western comedy, an outer space comedy, a wartime comedy, or a sexual comedy? Answer in a minute. Final Oscar nuggets. The TV ratings were down and went lower every quarter hour that was on, which is really kind of difficult. The best thing about the Oscars, though, was, in my opinion, Lady Gaga singing.
I said yesterday the highlight of the evening was her Sound of Music tribute.
It's now proving that she is not just a one-trick pony, and Gaga is in negotiations to do a movie, a serious acting role, and word is she has some serious acting chops as well. She could turn out to be just a huge star. This is just the beginning to show the whole world exactly what kind of talent she has.
Well, who does it remind you of that showed them she was multi-talented? Madonna.
Yep. New York Post headline above the story that there are about 740,000 fewer viewers watching the NBC News since the departure of Brian Williams. New York Post headline screams, NBC Nightly boos.
Who did we just talk to earlier today said the ratings were up?
Colin.
Colin said it, yeah.
He just read a report that said they were up.
740,000 a week.
Huh.
Well, just got the report from New York.
Conflicting reports.
We have conflicting stories. We will dig into this.
Who did you hear that from?
Our entertainment reporter, Colin Jeffrey.
Well, I tell Colin, check it closely. I just got a call from a friend of mine at the New York Post. That's what they're reporting. I figured they got to know. Right.
We will check into it.
TV News, March 29th on HBO, a documentary, Scientology, Prison of Belief. Suggests that Scientology is more dangerous than terrorism? Is that possible?
I don't know about that.
Find that hard to believe. When NBC put together the 40-year anniversary of Saturday Night Live, one star who has appeared 9 times asked to be a part, but was told thanks but no thanks. That Bill Cosby?
Really?
Not surprised at that, I guess.
I also don't buy the Eddie Murphy story. That he
wouldn't
do it.
Norm MacDonald told?
Yeah, that Eddie wouldn't do it because...
Do.
You do?
Yeah.
I say he didn't do it because Eddie Murphy refuses to be funny and to be part of any kind of comedy skit.
Well, I think Eddie he probably Murphy comes up with different guy. Excuses.
That's what it is, an excuse.
Odds and ends, don't tell anybody but Mr. New York, Billy Joel, is moving to Boca Raton, Florida.
Wow.
Well, he's at that age, I guess, you know. Makes sense. What's up with Selena Gomez dresses like a 10-year-old while she's in concert and then flashes her boobs during the show?
Whoa. Is there any video of it?
Wears a little pigtails and a school uniform and then boom,
stop
there
it.
You go. How do you like that? I keep telling you, don't believe these tabloids like OK Magazine just last week swearing that Katy Perry is pregnant. Yesterday, Katy Perry said she read the story. She had no idea she was pregnant. It came to a complete shock to her.
Now she knows.
Reminds me, Katy Perry, Kanye West also talking about doing an album together, as are Kanye West and Taylor Swift.
Oh, man. Why would they want to do something
with
him?
Maybe they can lay on the stage.
Don't try to understand these people.
Exactly. Date in history, February 24th, 2006. One of the funniest men who ever lived passed away. Nip it, nip it, nip it, nip it.
We have no idea now who it is.
Come on now.
Nip it in the bud.
Exactly.
Oh, well, now we know.
Don Knotts, old Barney Fife. He was 82 when he died. Funny story. I could have been more than 19, 20 years old, I guess. I was driving down Sunset Boulevard with a buddy of mine, saw Don Knotts. He's driving this great, big, oversized Lincoln Continental. We were on Sunset coming up on Doheny, and I said, that's Don Knotts. Let's follow him and say hi. So he turns left on Doheny, then makes a right turn into the 9000 Sunset Building, which is still there, a big condominium complex. I followed him like 3 flights down into the parking garage.
That's right, I call the police on you.
And then he parks, and he gets out of the car, and he's just like Barney Fife. What do you want? What do you want? Why are you following me?
Well, if he's just like Barney Fife, why didn't he sound like him?
Well, see, no, I don't think we need to go there.
One of the best interviews we've ever had on the show.
Oh, my goodness. John, he was on this show. He was the he and John Lovitz, two of the worst people yes. we have ever had on.
Well, Pauly Shore, too.
And yeah. Pauly Shore. Horrible.
Well, yeah. What did Don do?
Nothing.
Just no, yeah.
He was absolutely a zero.
No stories.
Just a zero. Plugging a book. Plugging his book. Just horrible.
Oh, well.
Yeah. But he was a nice guy, I guess, huh?
Yeah, he was all right. He's kind of funny. He's a funny little guy.
Yeah.
And finally.
You see, a lot of people didn't catch what Mike just did. It was so subtle, but I caught it. He said, but just before and finally, he went,
oh,
Barney.
Yeah.
See,
yeah.
Barney used to do that.
Barney used to sniff.
All the time. He'd,
oh, Mr. Furley.
And see, Mike threw that in because that's the kind of pro he is.
I loved him on Three's Company, though, as Mr. Furley. He was great.
I never watched one episode of Three's Company.
I never did either.
It was funny.
Yeah. Actually, you know, I talked to Barney. I'm talking.
I don't know if Barney was available that day because Barney has a kind of a scratchy cold throat.
Well, I would love to hear him with
the
scratchy
throat.
Well,
I talked to him the day he had a cold, and I said, have you ever heard of Mike Evans? And here's what he said.
Heck no!
Well, you're right. He did not.
Yeah.
Not very well.
No.
I'm sorry. What was that question again? Pop quiz question?
Adam Sandler's new movie.
Is it a Western? Is
Western
it
comedy. Space comedy, war comedy, sexual comedy.
Space comedy.
I will say war comedy.
Well, they've all been done. Tropic Thunder was a war comedy. They've all been done. So I'm going to say it's time again for another great Blazing Saddles type cowboy comedy. I'm going to go cowboy.
Also stars Blake Shelton.
Oh, that would say comedy.
The Western
cowboy.
Comedy. Western yeah. comedy. I'm Mike Evans of Hollywood say.
And his name is Shelton.
Yeah.
Blake Not Sheldon. Blake Sheldon.
Sheldon.
He said Blake Sheldon.
Yeah, you're thinking of the Shelton Concert Hall.
Oh, my goodness. Blake Sheldon.
It's sad that we always have to wait until we hang up on him.
This is a terrible thing to say, but how do we verify some of these stories? You know, I saw Don Knotts at the stoplight. I could say that.
And it's so funny,
and
too, because
him.
He does what they do on that Californian Saturday Night Live skit. So we were on Sunset Boulevard. They're always talking about the streets they're driving on. You
right
take the 405 over to the 101.
Sunset and Heaney, turn left on Heaney, followed him down the condo, got out of the car, and he was a really nice guy. Okay. We have no way to verify that, but hey, that's what makes him entertaining, I guess.
Yes.
Brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. First Community Credit Union is a place to bank. It's where I do all my banking. I've done it now for, I'm guessing, I'm within a year, I bet, 7 years, something like that. Checking, savings, credit card, debit card, car loan, blah, blah. You know the drill. You know what you need a bank for. Safe deposit box, have one of those there, too. Not going to tell you what's in it. You know, I think there are people that have safe deposit boxes and they put like a shoe in there or something. Just because it's kind of cool. You've seen movies where they go, they let them into the area with a safe deposit and they close the big door and it's real private and they look at their jewels. You can get a safe deposit box. Anybody can. You can put an old tennis shoe in there if you want to. Okay, I've got an old tennis shoe in there, just so I can say I have one. First Community Credit Union, it is a great place to bank. Rates are always competitive, and they do sponsor the yard sale every Saturday morning, but not this coming Saturday morning. It won't be on. Don't blame me. Blame it on the sports. But they'll be back March 7th, the next Saturday, business as usual. Paul Warner, the host, and, of course, the sponsor, the great place to bank, First Community Credit Union. Largest credit union in the St. Louis area with 40 locations, firstcommunity.com.
Meet me.
Let's get a final quick check on traffic with Frank Ladd.
Thanks, Dan. We got a traffic exit now. I know. Hi, Dan. It's Frank. Good to see you. Southbound Highway 55 at Richardson got a crash blocking the two right lanes. A bit of a backup there as well. Southbound 170 heavy now south of Old Bonham down through Highway 64. Westbound Highway 70 heavy between the Interbelt and the airport. Eastbound Highway 270 a slow stretch between McDonald and the Interbelt as well. Westbound 44 Kings Highway through Jamison heavy there. They've got an incident out of the way. West of there, good run all the way up to 270. What eastbound 64 pockets of volume now between Grand and Vandeventer, then Kings Highway and McCausland. Pretty good run headed all the way to the Moon Bridge. Working with volume headed eastbound on 64 now in pockets between Lindbergh and Big Bend. Seeing volume crossing the Poplar as well into downtown St. Louis. That's westbound 5564. This update brought to you by Club Fitness. Stop by Club Fitness today for free enrollment in February. That's right. Get free enrollment. Then just $10 a month. No contract. Get moving with free enrollment. The offer ends February 28th. From the Golden Oak Landing Traffic Center, Frank Ladd on the Big 550 KTRS.
When storms rain down on the Midwest,
Metro St. Louis turns to KTRS.
When severe weather strikes, turn first to your official weather station.
The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
This is Larry Connors. After the storm, who's going to be there to help you pick up all the pieces? You don't have to do it alone. You can count on the roofing experts at John Bill Roofing. Our storm damage response team works around the clock during emergencies, providing tarps, making repairs, giving you peace of mind when you need it most. Protect your family. Protect your investment. Call John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
You know what we need to talk to the audience about one day? 9/11. Did a plane hit the Pentagon or not? Because they only talk about three planes.
Yes.
Yeah, it did hit the Pentagon.
Well, there's conflicting stories. They never mention or talk about that. And who was on that plane?
I don't remember.
Another time, maybe. Yeah. Hey, good show. I thought. Who cares what others thought? See you tomorrow. Have a great Monday evening, everybody. Tell
in
what
your car.
What's today?
On your way home.
Tuesday.
Need to know
Tuesday.
What's happening.
Don't talk
long.
Have a great Tuesday evening, everybody.
Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis. Fox 2 News starts now with breaking news.
Protests supporting police officers in Cuba, Missouri. We're live with the controversy.
There is nothing wrong with this water fountain, so why are some students at Normandy High School being told because of their color they can't use it?
Cardinal pitcher Adam Wainwright pulled from spring training and heading back to St. Louis. We're live in Jupiter, Florida with the recovery he could face.
Temperatures slightly better across St. Louis this afternoon, but we have a cold front on the way and a clipper on the way. And that means some snow.
And we begin tonight in Swansea, Illinois. Crews have been searching for someone in a lake at Centennial Park.
And we're hearing that another person has already